Why did I get gynecomastia surgery? This is the mass that they took out of my chest that was in there for 10 years.
It was like 10 grams.
So that's your left and that's your right. Yeah. One's 9, one's 10, yeah. Right one's 9, left.
Each one was about 10 centimeters big. This is the one that was in my left nipple and this is the one that was in my right. This is a estrogenic piece of mass that was growing inside of me for 10 years. It grew there because of how fucked up our hormones are in this modern world. Men are literally, this is breast mass. This is what women are supposed to have. Men are literally developing breast mass because of the estrogenic environments around us. You know how many doctors I went through to when I was a teenager and I would like beg my parents to take me there, because in the UK we have the NHS, which is supposed to be free healthcare for people who need it. Depressed, anxious, insecure little boy who wanted to feel normal, maybe he didn't need it then, because I'd go in front of numerous doctors, they'd feel my titty and they'd tell me, oh, it's only a small piece of gynecomastia, it's not like a major thing, it's fine. It's fine that you've got insecurities that are going to haunt you for 10 years. It's fine that you're developing like a woman, because this is the level of healthcare that we have. The reason why it's a little bit like black and roasted is because they use a kind of like a scalpel, which is heated to cut through the skin. I smelt my own skin burning. It smells like barbecue nuts. I was awake for the procedure as well. I was on local anesthetic, so that he injected me with like 5 different needles right into the nipple, which fucking hurt, by the way. And then you're awake for it. I literally had a podcast, the Modern Wisdom podcast, from Chris Williamson. I had that playing through the surgery. You're awake for it. You smell your own skin being burnt off. You feel each tug, but you don't really feel the pain. There was a few moments of pain anyway. I was told, not only from doctors, not only from my parents, but you know what? I was told by quite educated, somewhat based people online, you know, like you're used to the Matrix, you know, like the normal people, parents and doctors, you're used to them having the old advice, and online you get the real advice, right? Online, all of the guys on Reddit and YouTube, they were all wrong. Because when I would search for what gynecomastia was, people would explain there's 2 reasons why men develop gynecomastia. Number one, steroids. I wasn't taking steroids. I was 15 years old when this started, never taking steroids. But number 2, genetics. I was told it's just genetics. And so for about 10 years, I just kind of dealt with it. It was just genetics. I've got puffy kind of fat nipples. It's just genetics, okay? You know, it's just genetics. It's hormonal imbalance due to genetics. And it was only when I began looking into estrogenics, that's when I realized that every single person who thinks that gynecomastia is genetics is a fucking idiot. Because you're not born with a lump of breast mass as a guy. You're not even born with breast mass as a girl either. This developed inside of me through puberty, not because of genetics, but because of our harmful environments, because of the estrogenic substances in our environment. There's fluoride in your tap water. There's birth control hormones in your tap water. When women take birth control, like as in they take a pill every day so that they can't get pregnant, which of course fucks up their hormones. That isn't filtered out when they take a pee and you drink water. Our water filtration system does not filter out birth control. You've already heard me speak about plastics as well. These things, they act as estrogen inside of your body. And when your estrogen levels are too high, you start developing like a woman. This is a result of that. You've got fucking chicken nugget titties. Look at the little tiny little chicken poppers there as well. That's why I got the surgery. Because for so long, I was just thinking, oh, you know what? It's genetics. I was born like this. I'm not going to do anything. And, you know, surgeries are quite dreadful to go to. Sometimes you're put to sleep. I told them that I didn't want to go to sleep. So I told them that I wanted to stay awake for this. I don't want to do general anesthetic. So they made it local, injected me with a bunch of syringes. That was the most painful part. Imagine 5, 6 different syringes that they're like, you know, they've got filled up with like anesthetic that they jab into your nipple whilst you're awake and you feel it all. And then very, very quickly, that whole part of your body just gets desensitized. You can't feel anything. They like stab you with something and ask you, can you feel a sharp object? No, I can't. They pull up like this little curtain so you can't even see. I've got AirPods in listening to the Modern Wisdom podcast. And then literally I hear like the zapping of a fucking red hot scalpel. And I smell my own skin being burnt off to extract this piece of mass. Barbecued nuts is the smell of burnt skin. I'm glad that it's over. I have to just wear this vest now. You see what I'm wearing? This vest. I can even show you right now. Actually, yeah, do you want to just see? I can take it off now anyway. But so you have to wear, you wear like bandages over your nipples for the first week with this vest. And you have to wear this kind of vest for 6 weeks. So it's a bit shit. That was another part of, you know, the reason why I didn't want to get this surgery for so long. Just because I honestly didn't want to take 6 weeks off training ever. Like for the last like 10 years, I didn't want to take this much off training. And I was pleasantly surprised when I saw the results, because you don't actually see much scarring there. There's a little bit of a scar you can see there, but like, look at that flat chest. No titties at all. See that shit? See that shit? And I won't get it right now because I'll have to like open up my photo album and there's stuff in there that I don't want to show you. But if I can find like an old picture of me, let me see. Can I pause this video right now? Yeah. Okay, so here we have a picture. It's a few years old, but I'm just showing you this one in specific because you know what? Over the last 10 years, I've probably taken at least over 1,000 shirtless pictures, but maybe about 2,000 to 3,000 shirtless pictures, right? Just because fitness, and this is 10 years of, you know, body transformation, and I take a shirtless picture every single morning for like my Fitness Pal progress log and everything. But the amount of pictures where you can see my nipples as they would be is actually very limited, because I would purposefully, here's a tip for all my gyno friends out there. If you slap or you pinch your nipple, it'll actually go down significantly. Like it'll get hard. You see the difference? Look at the difference, right? This is taken both on the same day, right? So this is like the picture I took in the morning for my Fitness Pal. And this is a picture I just took like kind of later on, just because it was puffy. I've taken very rare pictures of like the puffiness. So you can see there's going to be a lot of people watching this who are going to see this and be like, wait, doesn't it even look bad? It looks great. And, you know, like, it's just a bit puffy. It's fine, but it's all relative. Chances are you're saying that because my physique here is actually pretty nice. And it's just like, you know, you're thinking, wait, I'd probably, you know, this physique looks nice even with the nipples, but it's all relative. If you've worked, this is probably about 8 years of my fitness journey. If you've worked that fucking hard, you should have like the perfect pec look. So here it is again. Look, I'm lean. It's definitely not a body fat percentage issue, but there's just like a mass that's pushing the nipple out, and also the fact that the nipple's like inflamed because of that mass. Look at that. And same thing there as well. It doesn't look terrible at all, especially because I built up my chest. I want you to imagine right now though. Imagine a nipple the same size compared to this, right? Look at the difference, right? That's what normal. Imagine a nipple the same size, but on the version of me who hadn't even been going to the gym yet. That's what I was dealing with when I was 15, 16 years old. Other kids are starting to have sex. I'm there literally wearing like a vest underneath my t-shirt and to press it down a little bit. Yeah. That's a huge difference, right? So this is when either I'm cold or I've pinched my nipples, and then this is when I'm kind of warm. So that's why I got surgery. Because I realized that all these motherfuckers have been lying to me, that it's not genetics, it's estrogenics. If you were born with it, fair enough, but estrogenics are not only messing up the way that you live, or the way that you look, but also your fertility, your testosterone, self-image, even literally your thoughts, mindsets, beliefs, all of that is impacted when you have a messed up level of estrogen inside of your body. So when I make these videos telling you about estrogenics and I tell you, don't touch plastics, to wear cotton clothing, take it seriously. For the young guys out there who are going through puberty right now and they've noticed this, like this, their nipples getting more and more sensitive, very sensitive, quite painful, just under touch. Now is the most important time of your life, because everyone told me that, oh, this is just puberty, it'll go away after puberty. This is hard fucking maths, right? This does not go away after puberty or anything like that, because this is hard maths that is literally inside of you. That doesn't just dissolve. This mind stayed there for 10 years. Everyone told me that, oh, after puberty, you'll be fine. And, you know, it's definitely worth, you know, if you're 15 years old, waiting a little bit and, you know, just making sure that you're not a fat piece of shit going to the gym and hitting your chest. Maybe it's just fat. But this is real, just estrogenic substance. Chicken nugget, chicken poppers right there from KFC. It's not going away with time. So if you are a young man out there watching this and you think you've probably got symptoms of this developing, the first symptom is that you'll get really puffy nipples. The second is that your nipples will get quite sore and quite sensitive, quite painful. And then the third is that you'll start to look like you've got this weird kind of man boob look. So man boobs from fat, when it's a fat guy, it's like fair enough. Like, do you know what I mean? You're fat, so it's like, fair enough, you deserve it. But when there's a guy who's got gynecomastia, you don't even need to be... Yeah, gyno. You don't even need to be fat to have gyno. Like this. This is a good one. This is a perfect example. So still, the one on the left, the thing is, 90% of guys would probably switch places with him because his physique's actually pretty nice, right? But and you know, if he like gets a little bit cold, or if he just does the good old like just rubs his nipple, then that will go to, and it'll look completely normal. But that's odd how it's developed. He's got a low body fat percentage. If you're fat, it's like, bro, you've got other things to worry about. Like, this is like fucking pointless, right? This guy got surgery, but it's like, bro, you're fucking 25% body fat. Stop wasting the surgeon's time and give me the money so I can get surgery instead, man. But like this is unacceptable. He's still fat, but like that's titties right there, right? Fuck me. Oh yeah, this is a famous picture. I've seen this one so many times. So this is of a bodybuilder. Again, he looks fucking stacked, right? He's a big guy. But you can see the difference. You can see like that is like a lot of people will just say, oh, that's just pecs. But the guys in the bodybuilding space will know that's gyno, because you can just see that this extra mass beneath the nipple that's pushing it out. It's a small picture, but you can see on the right, that's what his chest is supposed to look like. Now you can see that it's like, it's way more shapely. There's less of like a womanly look to it. And the guy's fucking huge. He might have gotten it from taking steroids. This guy's fairly lean. What would you say that is? 15% body fat? 16? And then just B cup, A cup titties. Let's look at some more titties. Don't. If anyone resets their nofap streak here, bro, I swear to God. And yeah, same thing here. Again, guy's in really good shape. Like, look at his shoulder veins, bicep vein, thick, lean. What would you say this is? Maybe less than 15%, probably 14, 13, 12% body fat. And then just titties. If you only saw, let's say we cropped out the rest of his physique, but you only saw his chest, you probably would assume that he's like some fat, soft, soy boy little 18-year-old. And he's got the physique of like a total Chad, and he's got that. And then look, this is him after surgery. Same thing here. That looks fucking horrid, bro. Fuck me, look at this one. Fucking, yeah. I get to joke about this, bro. I've dealt with this shit for 10 years. Oh, it's horrible, man. This video is getting demonetized, bro. Not perfect on the right, but man, I'd take it. Surgery for this costs like $5,000, so it is very expensive, and I don't expect you to be able to just afford that and go and get it. I waited 10 years. I got my income to above 100K per month when I got mine, because it is a big expense to spend. It's not something that you absolutely like need compared to food or reinvesting into your business so that you can make more money. But I just kind of wanted to make this video for younger Hamza, because there wasn't really anyone on the scene who was talking about this issue. There were people who were, you know, like bodybuilders talking about it who had never even had it. There was guys like doctors talking about it who had never had it, but it wasn't coming from like a role model who had actually experienced it. And so if younger Hamza's watching this, he's 18 years old, He's got puffy nipples that he's wearing, like a vest underneath all of his shirts to try and press down, because otherwise it pokes from his shirt and it's embarrassing if they're sore and sensitive. This is yet another part of life where having money just changes it all. Without money, here you are trying to cope that it's fine, that it's genetics, that you don't, you know, that after puberty it'll go away. With money, you're thinking, yeah, fuck it, surgery done. You can say that's unfair, but to me that's kind of inspiring, because it means that it's all based on your own skill and hard work and accomplishments. And so if I can set you a very practical goal here to take the mystery away, if you feel like you've got the symptoms, try and get it for free on the NHS, or if you've got healthcare or something, chances are they won't. If you go in and actually, they won't ask, by the way. When you go and see a doctor, he will not ask you, and by the way, are you suicidal? Are you, you know, depressed? He won't say it. You need to say it to him before he kind of quickly scoots you out the door to bring in like a woman who wants hormone therapy for any other reason. You need to bring it up to the doctors. I didn't have enough confidence to do that when I would be sat there in the GP's office. I'd just kind of, you know, be so self-conscious, showing him my titties and everything, awkward. I remember this one time, I literally went with my mom. I'm 16 years old. I get called into the room with the GP, and, you know, he asks to see it. I take my shirt and the white vest that I was wearing underneath the shirt. I'm wearing a black, like, t-shirt, which is kind of like the one which you couldn't see the poke through. He gets me to sit down or to lie down on this like, hospital bed, and he starts like, it tells me to put my hands above my head, and he starts like feeling it. He says, yeah, there is like a mild amount of gynecomastia, it's not that serious. Yeah, it's okay, you know, I'll go away with puberty, I'll go away with age. That's what he told me. And so I'm literally brokenhearted, you know, thinking this is embarrassing and everything. I'm 16 years old. 16, my friends are having sex. I'm in the doctor's office because I'm developing like a woman. And the worst part is, I get stuck in my own shirt and vest. Like, I tried to put, imagine I took off both the shirt and vest. You know what I'm talking about with vest is, like, you know, I'm wearing like kind of like this thing, but underneath the shirt to kind of stop it from like pressing as much, because it's like another material that you tuck in. And I took both of them off at the same time to do the test. And now he's pretty much just telling me to, yeah, go away, it's going to be fine. And I try and put both of them on at the same time, but I kind of get like stuck halfway. So here I am, poor little Pakistani boy, little skinny fat gyno chicken nugget titty, where like one arm is stuck inside. He has to help me and everything. Like the saddest case you would have ever seen. And I'm just, yep. Yeah, the doctor said it's genetics. Doctor was wrong. A practical, logical step for you, if you're experiencing this right now, work super, super hard. The first month where you make $10,000 from your business or a high-level career, give yourself the gift of the surgery. It will not go away with time. Don't believe their lies. It was not genetic. Don't believe their lies. Look around you. The estrogenic substances in your environment, the plastic around you, the tap water that's been poisoned, that was the cause. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you to sugarcoat the lies, or it's just that they think that this is a conspiracy theory. It can also be from steroids as well, but chances are if you're 17 years old, you're not taking them. I'm sorry this is happening to you.